Yeah, I'm not sure we have anybody's number. The first time we played them last year was, Sullinger didn't play, and second time we played them, they really controlled the game. You know, we just made some plays late, and today's probably the best we played against Ohio State in the three games. I thought we were really good, except for about a 3-minute stretch in the first half where they go on a 10-0 run or whatever it was. I don't know, but it seems like to me we're up a 7 and go down 8, if I'm not mistaken. But that's to me, this was the best. Other than that stretch, that was a pretty good 35 minutes that we played out there today. Well, the first half, I don't know if they ran off misses. I think they ran off turnovers. We did a miserable job taking care of the basketball. You know, that's one of the things that we got to get a lot better at is handling the ball under pressure, because we're playing with really one handler, and he's trying to make the transition to a point. But second half, even though we still turned it over, you know, many of them were late game situation, that last minute that took 30 minutes to play. But I think basically when we turned over the second half, our turnovers led to them taking it out of bounds. The first half, our turnovers led to numbers, and they're really good in transition. We did a much better job second half.
Jeff said that one of your guys' focus obviously was on DeShawn Thomas. Did you feel like that was kind of the key to stopping their offense?
Not stopping it, but slowing it down. You know, he's a hard matchup. He was a hard matchup for us last year because that meant Robinson Thomas had to guard him, because Jeff guarded their big. And you know, we play true traditional bigs, and he's not traditional. And so it was probably a good matchup for us to be able to play a guard on him, and then we trapped him on the post with Jeff. So, you know, we didn't totally take him out of everything by any stretch. But my concern was the pick and pop action that they get so often. And, you know, he still made a couple of them off that action. But for the most part, we did pretty good at that.
Bill, you see Macklemore every day in practice, obviously. But was there a part of you that was curious how he would handle a stage like this?
Well, yeah, there's still a lot of stuff curious about Ben. Ben is an unbelievable talent, but he's still trying to figure out how to play. You can tell late game situation, you know, he's played less basketball than anybody that's as old as him, that's that good of him around. I mean, when you talk about games that matter and situations and things like that, so it's all new to him. And when he figures out, how to put himself in situations and understand time, score, momentum, and things like that, where it comes natural to him, he's going to become terrific. And right now, he's really good. But he's a natural scorer. He makes it look pretty effortless, the way he scores the ball.
Did you sense that he was nervous at all? I mean, he referenced there might have been some nerves today. Did you sense that with him at all?
I didn't talk to him about it. I sensed that he could have been, but we got off to a pretty good start and made a couple of shots. And I think even though he made his first three, that could kind of take the pressure off, but he was really bad for the next couple of minutes, and then he kind of settled down after that.
Even though you hadn't really played a true road game, did you have any concerns? Because you've got good seniors, so you
didn't. Oh, I got concerns for sure. You know, we've got our seniors are good and they're quality, and they've been through some things, but in a against a team that pressures man to man, and you're playing with one primary handler, you know, to me that was what was my biggest concern. And do we have the guys to drive by their guys to make plays? And I thought, you know, we did okay at that, not great, but I thought Elijah's second half did a really good job of controlling the game. That was the best stretch for us. You know, there were three timeouts in about a minute. I called two, and we had a TV timeout. And nothing was going right, but somehow we were able to weather the storm, and we did it by throwing the ball inside. Finally, we realized we should try to throw the ball inside. And Kevin had a 3-point play, and we got a couple of stops. I think to me that gave us as much confidence as anything, knowing we could handle that.